has been displayed on the electronic billboard opposite City Hall, despite the Brisbane City Council's strict non-political advertisements rule. The billboard, placed strategically across from the City Hall's early polling booths, is paid for by the Australian Energy Producers, a peak industry body in the oil and gas sector. Meanwhile, anti-nuclear protesters in King George Square crashed a Sky News interview with Brisbane's Liberal candidate Trevor Evans and Liberal Senator Michaela Cash. Fake nuclear waste barrels and protesters in hazmat suits have taken to the streets of Brisbane as pushback continues against Peter Dutton's $600 billion nuclear power plan. In more local news, Premier David Crisafulli has unveiled a $33 million plan to tackle bullying in Queensland schools. The new commitment will include funding for 5 anti-bullying initiatives, including the establishment of rapid support squads who will fly into remote schools to provide on-the-ground support to students and families. Funding will also be allocated to hiring additional wellbeing staff and chaplains with a dedicated crisis support hotline to offer confidential support. Chair of the new anti-bullying advisory group, Professor Donna Prendergast, says bringing experts together will ensure the state remains agile in its response to bullying. In national news, a 4.6 magnitude earthquake has rocked the Hunter Valley in New South Wales, with tremors felt as far south as Wollongong and as far west as the Blue Mountains. More than 3,500 people felt the tremors as reports began flooding into Geosciences Australia when the earthquake began around 3 a.m. this morning. In August last year, 2 similarly strong earthquakes hit the Hunter, causing widespread power outages, with another slightly weaker earthquake 2 weeks later. Geosciences Australia are keeping a close eye on seismic activity within the region.
In more national news, the federal government is doubling down on plans to exempt YouTube from its upcoming teen social media ban, despite privately telling rival platforms that no final decisions have been made. From December, Australians will need to verify they're over 16 to access most social media sites. But Communications Minister Michelle Rowland has yet to confirm which platforms will be included. Her office told a YouTube competitor that exemptions are still under consultation and that advice from the eSafety Commissioner is yet to come. Despite that, the government has treated the exemption as a done deal. In international news, Canadian voters have set a new national voting record as over 7 million people submit their votes early in the 4 days they were able to do so before Election Day. Polls opened on Friday and went through the Easter holiday until Monday, with polling stations reporting over 2 million votes in 1 day alone. Unlike in Australia, Canadian early voting is only open for a short period 1 week before the main election, which is currently slated to start on April 28th. For your weather today, Brisbane is sunny. It's currently 24 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 27. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 7, which is in the high band. That's all your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.